You know, this comes at the heels of the morning arrests, because former Prime Minister was on road to the eastern part of the country to meet supporters of the ruling party, to explain to them his ambitions and his desire to stand for the president and candidate for the ruling party in the next election. Dr. Besigye was destined to launch his campaign as flag bearer for the opposition FDC party as part of their program. And he was picked from his home before he could even step out to go and address his launch rally. And this, of course, could not be taken well by the opposition, because remember, the two did accept to be part of the TDA, and for the honorable Prime Minister, he did indicate that he can only be part of the TDA after exhausting options in the ruling party. As it turned out, the ruling party would not even allow the opposition to even have choices. So the ultimatum that has been given to the ruling party is to stop this nonsense, stop the brutality, stop the police partisanship, and respect the Constitution of the Republic of Uganda, and allow individuals and parties to organize to compete. So we are waiting to listen to the response of the police and the government on this matter, because they know what they're doing is wrong, is unconstitutional, is an abuse of the rights of Ugandans, but they're adamant about it.
But how long is the period of the ultimatum?
I can tell you that the TDA has indicated that the government needs to explain to the country immediately what has happened. And we do not expect, for instance, these two leaders and several other political party leaders, especially the FDC party leaders, a number of them that were going to attend the Dr. Besigye lounge, were also arrested and they have not been released. The only explanation, the police operations commander, one Kawesi, has said, Andrew Felix Kawesi, has said that these people have been arrested to prevent them from committing crimes. I am not going to state categorically here that today or tomorrow in the next hour, but we are evaluating every day, every minute, every hour, and we shall be informing the country what to do next.
But they are saying that laws should be enforced by the police as enshrined in the Constitution, and they are doing everything they can, the police that is, to ensure that there is no mayhem and to ensure peace and tranquility is not disturbed by these opposition groups, especially when they said former Prime Minister Mbabazi has yet to be given go-ahead by the chairman of the party, in this case, the president, President Museveni of the NRM.
Of course, that's the lunacy about their statement, because the position of the NRM constitution they are quoting does not exist anywhere, that for anybody to compete against Mr. Museveni, then he has to get his tacit approval. It's not there. But even if it were there, that position would be absolutely unconstitutional, because, I mean, for everybody has a right aspire for a position of their choice without being barred by any other law, because the supreme law of the land, which is the Constitution, is very categorical about these issues. So that assertion is unlawful and it should be disregarded. Whoever said that doesn't know the law and should seek help to understand the law rather than sounding so ignorant.
Now, so what is the opposition alliance in this case going to do next following this ultimatum issued to the police as well as the government in this case?
All I can tell you is that a series of consultations are going on, and we have a number of options at our disposal as the opposition. I may not say categorically what would be the first option, but of course the first task at hand is to make sure that all political leaders that were arrested this morning are released before the fall of the day.